That's just incredible. You'd love them. They're, you know, with the bows, they're deadly. I've seen a little boy, probably 8, 9, 10 years old, climb up. The canopy of the rainforest is probably, it's well over 100 feet. It's probably 150, 200 feet. And seen a guy shimmy up there, 8, 9, 10 years old, to the top. And
with
he's
a
got
bow.
with a bow on his, like, hung around his neck. And so he goes up there, and then he's sniping, you know, parrots or other kind of
They eat
birds.
parrots?
They eat anything they can find,
Anything.
man.
Yeah.
So one thing that they do, I don't know why this popped in my mind, but if they're running and they're hunting after an antelope, and a bee flies by, they're going to chase that bee to the hive because they honey to them is like gold. I mean, they love honey, having something sweet. So they'll risk their lives to climb up into the trees. They set a fire at the bottom of the tree, let the smoke go up, and then they climb up there and they just reach in. And these are African bees. These are killer bees that they're reaching into the honey hive and just pulling it out and dropping it down in a basket or just plopping it down
and
as they
just
lay out
getting
leaves.
jacked with
Just getting
stones,
jacked. Sometimes two people go up there, and
huh? Oh
the
my God.
one guy's purpose is just to have like a twig and leaves that he's hitting the bees off of the guy reaching in.
Jesus
So he's just
Christ.
protecting them. But then when those guys come back into the village and they have this just treasure pot of honey, the whole village celebrates their heroes. And, you know, because they literally did risk their lives
Right.
for their wives, for their kids, so that they could have some honey. And
Wow.
they save it, they savor it. And it's pretty incredible. Another thing they do is if they're on a hunt and they find a turtle, they'll actually make it look almost like the kids here that have like Ninja Turtle backpacks. They'll tie a vine around the feet of the turtle and then they put it on their back and then they go back to hunting. And if they get an animal, if they get like
Do they
an
kill the
antelope,
turtle first?
no, they just keep it alive and it's on their back. And if they get a kill of an antelope or a wild hog or something like that, they actually let the turtle go. And then if they,
Really?
they only take what they need. So they respect the forest and its resources so much. So they only keep what they need.
What a fucking tumultuous ride for that poor
Turtle,
turtle.
yeah, you're
It's
right.
like,
You're
Jesus, I
right
hope
about
these
that.
motherfuckers find a
Yeah,
pig.
but if they don't, then they have food and dinner later for their kids.
Right.
And so they bring it back and they'll just cut it open and put it on the fire and
Did you
boil
eat
it.
turtle? Have you
I have
eaten?
eaten turtle there.
What's it like?
It's not the best. It's really gamey and it's really, really chewy, the kind that I had. And I don't know what part I had, but I've had even monkey there. This was before I was there during the Ebola breakout and everything.
Jesus.
But I didn't know that you get it from eating monkey. And so they eat monkey all the time
Oh
there.
my
Eat, I've
God.
eaten monkey several times now,
Really?
probably 5, 6, 7 times.
Wow. What does it taste like?
It's going to sound goofy, but it's super tender. It was some of the best meat I've had. The one they gave me, I think it was part of like the around the femur bone or whatever.
Does it freak you out to eat a primate?
It didn't. No.
Really?
At first, I thought it was kind of crazy. And then after I tasted it, it was really, really good. And so after that, I mean, it's good.
My friend Steve Rinella went to, where was it in South America that he went to? I cannot remember. But he was down there hunting with this tribe, and they prefer monkey over everything.
Oh man, it's that good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's good. Really good. I'm not just saying that. I mean, it's really good. And they celebrate whatever monkey size they bring back, whether it's a big one or a little guy, they're gonna really celebrate because that's some of the, they call it the sweet meat.
Where does
So,
it say he's at? Yeah, they're eating monkey stew. Does it say where he's at?
Bolivia.
Bolivia, that's it. Yeah, that's
I think there's even a YouTube video sometime people can go check out on my YouTube channel of me trying monkey for the first time. I thought they were teasing me. And so at the end, I go, no, this is chicken. It's got to be chicken. And they're like, no, it's monkey. And after I got off, they walked me outside to where the monkey like carcass was still there and everything. And I was like, dang, this is real. Like, it's really, really, really good. And I said it tastes like chicken.
Yeah, that's funny because Ranella said it tasted like a smoked turkey leg.
Yeah,
It's like the way
there
they
you
cook
go.
it, they cooked it over
The meat
like wet
consistency.
leaves over the fire. Yeah, it's just
So man, it's awesome, and we're about to get 2 to 3,000 more acres of
monkeys.
land. Oh yeah, monkeys.
We got a monkey
I hope
harvest
so.
coming in.
I hope so, but
I
no,
just
it's
I don't think I'd be a hunter if that was all you could hunt was monkeys. Yeah. I'd be like, I think I'm going vegan. Yeah, or at least a vegetarian.
Coming back here, you know, my wife like shed a tear, I think, because I ate a monkey.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she was like, you ate a what?
Isn't that what Sean, Sugar Sean?
That's what you advertise it as, but it's way more than that.
Oh, he makes God. More than that?
For sure.
So what is Fortnite? Jeez. Can somebody explain Fortnite to me? I'm sorry. So, I'm still in Far Cry 5
right
now.
It's a crazy third-person shooter. You're jumping around shooting people.
I'm good with third-person shooters. Yeah. But like, is it a story or is it just like you're, you know, you
just
got other
fucking people.
People
up, I think.
Yeah,
the story is really just dropping in to survive.
Oh, yeah. There's no campaign mode or if there's
a campaign. There is, but that's a separate. Yeah. That's not whatever.
You know what's
playing.
Interesting to me about Fortnite? The graphics suck. Don't you add me.
That's a graphic style that those that it has.
Yeah, because
it does. It
kind
of has
clunky.
an Xbox 2 sort of. Yeah.
Somebody had an image, and it was from 2007, and it said, man, look at this. I wonder what video games are going to be looking like, the graphics are going to be looking like in 2018. And then it shows Fortnite, and it's like, this is like,
dude, you did
it's like they've turned the textures off.
Yeah.
They 100%, you turn the textures off when you play online if you don't have a powerful enough computer
right.
so
sure.
that you don't screw
right,
up
like
your
quick.
Streaming.
Yeah. Right. So it doesn't make your streaming, it doesn't make your video game, video card work so hard, but also it makes it easier to recognize shapes. Because they're not as, like, that was the thing they did with Quake. They would completely turn the textures off when guys would be, like, playing in high-level matches.
Yeah.
And you would just deal with these flat walls, and then the object, the person that you were fighting against, would stand out in stark contrast.
Right, right. So you
Whereas,
didn't have the...
you know, otherwise you'd be in this castle wall, you'd have the incredible textures on the wall, and you wouldn't be able to see them as easily.
You know,
it would be distracting.
I mean, that's one thing I think I love about video games, too, is, like, you know, the scenery. Sometimes I just want to stop and be like, whoa, dude.
That's it.
Like, with,
you know. The right side has full graphics. The left side is not. So, like, it depends on what you were actually.
Yeah, the right
looking.
Side's reasonable. I mean, it still is a little bit.
Wait
you know,
a minute. That's not much different at all.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. The left side is just dark.
No, look, there's grass. There's
yeah, look at the grass.
Sky.
Look how different the grass
but
is.
Buildings there's and... still some movement on the ground. It's not flat plane like it is in Quake. Go to Quake. Go to Quake 3, no textures. Make a video or pull up a video of that, and you'll see what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is like literal flat walls where people turned everything off, and it got to a point where they weren't allowing it in certain competitions because it makes such a big difference. Because
now you're just like, it's a target in front of a blank screen, basically.
They also, you could also replace all of the characters with a larger character. Like say if you were playing as like this girl. It's like, is this one?
It's doing like, it's showing the mod in between.
Maybe
I'm
thinking.
What is Quake? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm a loser. What is Quake? Like, I've heard of it.
How dare you? You son of a bitch. So no, Jamie, pull up Quake no textures. Pull up Quake no textures, and then you can watch what it looks like. That is not no textures. That's different. You can see the difference in the colors and things are moving. It's when they turn off all the textures, you get to see these flat. Well, that's what it looks like.
Right.
See.
Yeah.
Now that is a way different experience.
Yeah. It would be much easier to see, right. You can't.
Shadows still exist, but all the textures are gone.
Yeah.
And if you show a video of that, see if you could find a video of that, Jamie. When in the videos, you see things moving around with no textures, and you realize what an advantage it would be if you were playing someone who's. You're constantly dealing with all this visual input, you have all this different shit. High visibility.
This isn't Quake 3, though. It's hard to find.
Who is this? Which game is this?
Quake Live.
Oh, okay. This is
so.
A new all one.
Right. Again, I still got to ask. What is Quake? I mean, I know I've heard of it, but I've never played it. Like,
it's the ultimate first-person shooter, and it's the original one. It was originally Quake 1, and there was Doom, but it was
Doom. I've heard of. Like, Doom. I've even they redid Doom, didn't they? They came out with another. Didn't they come out with another version of Doom?
Yes, they did, and there's another one that's coming out soon. But what Quake 1 was these cool maps, and you'd run around and shoot each other, and you'd have these death matches. So one-on-one death matches and shoot rockets at each other and shit. And you're seeing it through your perspective. Like, so if you have a rocket launcher, you see the rocket launcher in front
this
of you.
Where they're at now.
Oh,
this
so that whole idea of first person.
What is this one? This is Quake Champions. Yeah, this is the newest version. I mean, the graphics are fucking incredible on these things now. They're so excited. We're setting up a LAN here, a local area network here, where we're going to stream live and play each other.
Excellent.
And waste
massive amounts of time.
I'm sure I'm going to get yelled at.
Oh, man. Sometimes I'm sort of like, 3 hours just went by. I was going to go to sleep a little bit. Oh, well, whatever.
Dude, but it will suck up your time.
It'll suck up. But, I can't play. I'm not good enough to play those kinds of things. Like, it's just like spawn, die.
No, you can figure out how to do it. You're a smart guy. How dare you say that? How dare you put the limitations
on myself?
Yeah, you can't. No, you can't do that.
I'm good.
Listen,
with open words.
You just need to learn left WASD. Learn how to move your fingers around.
Now I'm a console guy too. I need the
consoles are bullshit.
I know that's what people say.
Listen, you can't get any real accuracy with a console. That's your problem.
But wait, how do you do? I mean, but with the finger, the type. I mean, the console now. I'm pretty good.
Listen, how do you learn physics? What is that? All this fucking.
I can't do it.
I don't understand all this science.
It's like that movie where you're like, you can do it, man. You can.
It's like Rocky or something.
That's right, exactly.
Karate Kid or whatever.
Has anybody ever done that for video games? There's never been that movie where
someone teaches someone how to play a video game.
Yeah, and then like the guy, he's a nerd in the beginning, and he's like a loser, but you know he comes back and he gets the girl.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you about this in particular is because I am more and more convinced that our future may lie in some artificially created world, and that people are more interested and more attracted every day to virtual reality.
Yeah.
Augmented reality, virtual reality. And Jamie, what was that game, the one game where there was it created worlds?
I was going to pull that up earlier and ask. It's called No Man's Sky.
Oh, I played that. I bought it because, of course, any space game, I'm like, yeah.
Right. It's boring, though.
It is because, they have 80 trillion worlds, but they're basically, they don't look that different. So it's like oatmeal, 80 million bottles of
And there's nothing
oatmeal.
Happening over there. It's not like you go there and people are shooting each other and stealing money.
No. What is better for that kind of, I mean, it looked like it was beautiful, but what's better is Elite Dangerous. So after this, I was so disappointed in this. I went back and I found Elite Dangerous, which actually
disappointed in this because there was no action.
Yeah, there was nothing. You just ran around and you mined stuff. It was sort of like, it just wasn't,
nothing exciting.
There was nothing exciting. There was no, there was no. So like I said, I don't usually play sort of these massive multiplayer games.
So this is Elite Dangerous?
This is Elite Dangerous. And it is, man, the trading or, you can decide like, I want to be a bounty hunter,
Graphics, incredible.
And it was so rich. There was like a good 6 months of my life that I was like, working my way, getting better shit. Ships, I became, because who doesn't want to be a bounty hunter, right? What I'm saying? Like, that's what everybody's, and this game had, and there's like, a few hundred thousand people in there, creating the universe. It's evolving. They add storylines. So,
Well, we are setting up an HTC Vive here, and Jamie was
HTC Vive.
How dare you?
I know, man. It's like, that's
you
it.
Call
PhD,
yourself
you're
a
done.
Dork.
You call yourself
you're
a nerd.
Not
you're
a real nerd.
You'll never not have sex again.
Virtual reality. It's consumer virtual reality. And my friend,
I've never done the
ooh,
goggles.
Boy.
Yeah, no, I've been waiting. I've been sort of.
Well, we tried to get one. Jamie went out yesterday and looked. They're all sold out. So we had to order one, and so we're ordering one. We're gonna have it set up in here. The games. I played the games of 2 years ago, and I'm sure they're way more advanced than they are now.
Yeah.
But there's a crazy archery game where you're on the top of a castle, and these little monsters that look like they could be in South Park. They're not like detailed,
but
they're kind of cool-looking monsters, and you shoot at them with bows and arrows, and they're trying to invade the castle. But, man, it's addictive because you really look down. You see them all around you. You have like a real
180 degree perspective. So how do you play, though? This has always been my question about it. Like, I sit on my chair, and I play my video game. So, like...
is it. See, this guy has a thing in his hands, and he's moving around. This is like a Star Wars one.
Right.
And there's a bunch of different ones that I've
seen.
So
you always
got to
be standing, right, in some sense?
Yes.
Does that make it more exhausting? Don't you want to just like sit down with a beer and like,
you can, but there's also a boxing one that you get a real workout in.
Wow.
So it's a game, and I played it over Duncan's house. So I think there's a video of it. But it's weird because you punch wrong. So like if I'm holding my hands like this, which is I'm holding my hands vertically where my thumbs are up, right? The boxing gloves would be horizontal like they would be if you were punching someone.
Yeah. So it doesn't do the turn.
No, it's weird. So as you move your hands forward like this, which you really wouldn't punch like that, the punches come out. So they've got to iron that
out.
That's
what I was going to say. That'll be something they'll work out in
time. Yeah, and make the controller rotate the way a fist would. But as you're doing it, you throw real punches, and someone's throwing punches at you. And when they throw punches at you and they hit you, you see a white flash in front
of
you.
That's good.
Which makes you nervous, just like real sparring does.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this question of, what are we going to do with virtual reality? Because, like I said, I already... I see huge potential for, education in gaming, and that's why we built our game.
Yeah, this is me over Duncan's house.
Just don't want anybody to walk by, I got to go get a beer. Bam!
I'm beating this guy up, moving around him.
See, that's the thing. I always wonder. He's
down. But Duncan got pissed because that guy was fucking dunking up every day. He's like, dude, how did you beat it? I was like, move around. Don't stand right in front
right,
of that thing.
Yeah, yeah. The rope punch it in the gotta face. Got to do the rope-a-dope.
Well, you gotta have footwork and movement. But yeah. you can really get a workout with that. I'm not joking. Yeah. Like, you get exhausted.
Yeah.
And, you know, you keep going and fight tougher and tougher opponents.
Right. Well, you know, that's the question. You know, so, like, talk about haptic suits. Like, where eventually, you know, you're going to wear things. I didn't see I read the book, but I didn't see the movie that just, Ready Player One?
I didn't see it either.
I didn't see it. Have you read the book? The book's really good. Because the book is, like, full immersion. Like, the whole book is about, like, when virtual reality is it.